Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Penny Nelson. Friday is transition day for the nation, the day Donald Trump takes the oath of office to become the 45th president. KQED's senior editor for politics and government, Scott Schaefer, is in Washington this week, and he says not all Californians heading to the inauguration will be celebrating the new president.
No state favored Hillary Clinton over Donald Trump by more votes than California. And some of those Clinton supporters are heading east to help send Trump a message. One of them is Oakland resident Linda Capato.
I'm on my way to the inauguration of Donald Trump to participate in a bunch of days of protest.
Capato is a Bay Area environmental activist and recently joined Disrupt J20, as in January 20th. That's a national group promising to make its presence felt in various ways at this week's inaugural events.
A lot of folks feel really fearful of this new administration and the last year of rhetoric from Donald Trump and the Republicans is incredibly scary for a lot of us.
Law enforcement officials say nearly 100 groups are planning protests this week during the inauguration and the parade afterwards, and on Saturday, when organizers are hoping to attract 1 million women to march in protest of the new president. Meanwhile, at least a dozen Democratic members of California's congressional delegation say they'll skip the inauguration altogether. For the California Report, I'm Scott Schaefer in Washington.
Last week, Republicans in Congress began the process of dismantling the Affordable Care Act. There are still more legislative steps that must be completed, but the healthcare industry is already bracing itself for a post-Obamacare world. This is all difficult to watch for Dr. Zeke Emanuel, who worked with the Obama administration to help craft the health reform law. KQED health editor Carrie Feibel sat down with Emanuel to talk about what comes next, especially for Californians.
California has really embraced the Affordable Care Act, but as you know, that success depends on $20 billion in federal funds flowing into the state to make it all work. What could the state do to retain as many benefits of the law as possible going forward?
Well, we've got to hope that it doesn't get repealed in its entirety. I think you need some mechanism to get people coverage. And there are different ways of doing it, but an exchange with refundable tax credits, a voucher or something, so people can go out and shop for private insurance, I think is going to be retained in some way. It's hard to think of how you have a stable system and allow people who have pre-existing conditions to get insurance without that kind of mechanism.
Do you think the success of California in embracing this law would hold any sway over the Republicans as they sort of think through what to do next?
First of all, you are a big state, and having 1 million people evens out the risk pool. You have been very, use the word aggressive in trying to get people to sign up, and that has increased the numbers. It's also a state with a lot of insurance competition, which helps. We know that helps keep costs down, and you've had larger medical groups that have focused on keeping costs down and keeping the quality high.
Is there any role, do you think, for the data gurus of Silicon Valley, the sort of new players in healthcare, to perhaps have a role in the future replacement or adjustment of the Affordable Care Act?
So the question essentially is, what is the role of tech in healthcare and healthcare reform and going forward, compared to a lot of the what I like to call tech utopians, heavily concentrated here in San Francisco and in San Diego? I'm much more skeptical. I don't think the role is principally going to be between the doctor and patient to facilitate, say, urgent care visits over the internet and things like that. I do think the role is much more a supportive role that augments what the doctor can do for patients, getting them better data about the patient, getting them to understand where the funds are flowing so that they can understand where the waste is in a system. I am much more skeptical that computer is going to replace a doctor. Not going to happen. The other thing I would say is I'm pretty skeptical in this other area, which is, oh, we can have continuous blood pressure monitoring, continuous glucose monitoring. That's not the real problem. It's not that we don't have information. And the problem is, what do you do once you have the information? You know, you need human beings. It's human interaction. Medicine fundamentally is about human interaction. And I don't think the tech sector has locked on to that. I mean, as a matter of fact, a lot of papers have been written in the last few years about, oh, we tried the Fitbit and the Fitbit with financial incentives. And guess what? No increase in physical activity. We tried the Fitbit or we tried some food tech arrangement, no change in diet, maybe even worse than regular diet coaching and other things with people.
Many of our listeners are asking, if the Affordable Care Act is repealed, could California simply launch its own system of health care, maybe universal health care? Is there anything to that idea?
The answer is theoretically yes, practically probably no. Remember when we started the Affordable Care Act, California was one of the states with the highest uninsurance rate. Whereas when Massachusetts did its reform, it was started out in the place of one of the lowest uninsured rate. There are things you could do. Mandate employer coverage of people and going down pretty far in terms of mandating it for small businesses. There would have to be some additional state funding. That's pretty inevitable. Those are the kinds of things you would need to do for California to get universal coverage on its own.
Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Emanuel.
It's my great pleasure. Always nice to come to KQED and California.
Support for the California Report comes from the California Endowment, working to achieve health and justice for all. Learn more at calendow.org. Barracuda Networks, security, archiving, and backup solutions for physical networks and public cloud services such as Microsoft Azure and Office 365. Learn more at barracuda.com/KQED. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.
That's the California Report for Tuesday, January 17th, the production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Penny Nelson.